The Arithmetic of Inevitability. Welcome to this audio issue of Porter's Daily Journal, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. Issue number 62, volume number 3, Why 2029 is the End. Inside today's Daily Journal, essay, Why 2029 is the End, Buy Now, Pay Later. For groceries, another private credit default US LNG expands chart of the day. Google today's mailbag today. We conclude Porter's three-part journal about William Strauss and Neil Howe's generational theory, which proposes that history runs in 80-plus year cycles, divided into four distinct phases or turnings. Porter ended Tuesday's part two by pointing out that the pattern is unmistakable. Every fourth turning climax in Anglo-American history has been a mass confiscation of purchasing power, engineered by the state, to liquidate debts that could not otherwise be paid. Now, Porter continues, for the first time since Strauss and Howe began their work, the climax of our current fourth turning now has a precise mathematical trigger. The wheel is not just turning, it is about to collapse. Think about who our sovereigns, the US government, largest creditor is today. It isn't the foreign bondholders. It's the people who have been promised a pension and health care in their retirement. The 2025 Social Security Administration Trustees Report, released June 18, 2025, explains exactly what's happening in black and white. The OASI Trust Fund, Social Security's retirement program, will be depleted in 2033, at which point benefits will be cut automatically and by law to 77% of scheduled payments, a 23% across-the-board cut to every American retiree. The Medicare Hospital Insurance, HI, Trust Fund depletes in 2033, but these forecasts all assume that the government will begin running balanced budgets. Ha! That inflation will not go back to 9% like it was in 2022, and that our economy keeps growing. Of course, if things don't go back to normal, the depletion of the trust funds will occur much faster. In fact, following the July 2025 passage of President Donald Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill Act, the Social Security chief actuary revised the OASI depletion date forward once again to 2032. Every year, the depletion date moves closer, not farther, and the political window for a graceful fix is already gone. The last trustees reports in which the math could have been fixed with modest tax increases or benefit tweaks were in the 1990s. The accumulated hole has now grown past the point where any conceivable austerity package, even the abolition of the entire discretionary budget, could close it. For the government, there's no escape. In October 2020, the U.S. paid $345 billion in net interest over 12 months. In October 2025, it paid $981 billion, a near tripling in 5 years. We're spending far more on interest than we're spending on the war with Iran. And that's a lot. The Congressional Budget Office, CBO, projects interest will consume 13.85% of all federal outlays in FY2026, 14.11% in FY2027, and 14.52% in FY2028, and these projections assume the Treasury can keep rolling over $10 trillion of debt per year. But that won't happen for much longer. The CBO itself has put the year 2029 in print. In its March 2025 long-term budget outlook, the CBO projects that federal debt held by the public will reach 107% of GDP in 2029, breaking the 106% all-time record set in 1946 immediately after World War II. The single worst debt burden in U.S. history, incurred to win the largest war in human history, will be surpassed, in peacetime, in 2029. One century to the year since 1929. China's treasury holdings have fallen 9% since the start of 2025 alone, and now sit at the lowest level since October 2008. Central banks globally bought a record 1,082 tons of gold in 2022, 1,037 tons in 2023, over 1,000 tons in 2024, and another 244 tons in Q1 2025 alone, the heaviest official sector gold accumulation since 1967, the year before the London gold pool collapsed. The dollar's share of global central bank reserves has slipped below 47%, while gold's share is climbing toward 20%. For the first time since the 1990s, foreign central banks hold more gold than they do U.S. treasuries. The world is voting with its vaults. That's not good for the U.S. dollar. This is the monetary fourth turning. When debt service alone consumes a rising share of every budget and no level of interest rates can both restrain inflation and keep the state solvent, the central bank loses the ability to set monetary policy and becomes, de facto, the financing arm of the Treasury. The Fed will not want to monetize. It will be forced to monetize. The political class will not want to devalue the dollar. It will be forced to devalue the dollar. Because the alternative, an honest 23% to 40% cut in Social Security and Medicare benefits landing simultaneously on the largest, most politically active voting bloc in the country, is not a scenario any democratically elected government can survive. Stein's Law, formulated by President Richard Nixon's chief economic advisor Herbert Stein, applies with merciless simplicity. If something cannot go on forever, it will stop. The current trajectory of American fiscal policy cannot go on forever. Therefore, it will stop. We know when. 2029. The only remaining variable is how. And the how is what every prior fourth turning has already shown us. Tell me what you think. PorterStansburyDirect@gmail.com. Good investing. Porter Stansbury Stevenson, Maryland. Three things to know before we go. 1. Americans are financing their groceries. A new LendingTree survey found 29% of buy now pay later, BNPL, users have tapped these loans for groceries, more than double the 14% recorded 2 years ago. Groceries now rank as the third most common BNPL purchase. The stress signal is sharpest among Gen Z, 38%, and parents with kids under 18, 34%. Even more concerning, more than half, 54% of BNPL users say they couldn't make ends meet without the loans. 2. Private credit stress enters a new phase. Private equity giant Thoma Bravo is handing software firm Medallia to its creditors, Blackstone, KKR, Apollo, and Antares, wiping out $5.1 billion in equity from its 2021 $6.4 billion buyout. For the past 18 months, the stress has shown up primarily as markdowns, redemption gates, and widening discounts to net asset value. We're now seeing equity wipeouts and creditor takeovers, and Medallia was among the largest positions in Blackstone's $80 billion private credit fund, BCARD, with a quarter of direct lending in software, and $46.9 billion in tech loans already distressed. This likely won't be the last firm to be turned over to creditors. 3. U.S. gas exports help fill the global void. Yesterday, the first liquefied natural gas, LNG, cargo ship from the Golden Pass facility, a new $10 billion LNG export terminal located in the Texas Gulf Coast, a joint venture between Qatar Energy and ExxonMobil, XOM, at full capacity of 18 million tons per year, its 2027 goal. The new supply will help fill the global gas void created from the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. America is already the world's leading LNG exporter, and the new capacity coming online over the next decade will cement its status as the undisputed global gas superpower. Chart of the day. Alphabet, GOOG, shares of Complete Investor and Tech Frontiers recommendation Alphabet, GOOG, have risen 13% the last month, propelled by the growing dominance of its AI platform Gemini, its partnerships with firms like Salesforce, CRM, and the expansion of its TPU processing chips to support AI agents. Mailbag selling insurance companies Stan W. writes, Porter, several times in the last month or two, you have made a comment to the effect that if you are approaching or in retirement and don't want to be as impacted by the coming turmoil in the markets, sell your insurance company stocks. If I remember correctly, it was because of the impact current government actions, including the war in Iran, would have on insurance companies' bond portfolios. In your essay, The Government is Stealing from You, Here's How to Fight Back, you state, if bonds can't protect you, and index funds just multiply the same risk 500 times over, what do you actually buy? You buy businesses that pass three tests. You invest in businesses the government can't kill and the economy can't touch. Insurance companies that collect premiums today and invest the float at higher yields when rates rise. They don't just survive inflation. They profit from it. When rates rise, the yield on their investment portfolio rises. When the world gets more dangerous, premiums go up. Insurance is the only major industry that is negatively correlated to higher interest rates. The very thing that destroys your bond portfolio makes insurance companies more money. If management teams at the best insurance companies are experts at dealing with bond portfolios, it sounds like insurance companies are businesses that you would want to own in the current war/tariff/inflationary environment. So I'm not sure why you suggested selling the insurance companies. Can you help me understand? Porter comment. I doubt it. It's hard for people to understand nuance. And so far you haven't gotten any of my rationale correct. But I can repeat myself, here I go. It seems more likely than not that another war in the Persian Gulf, especially one that impacts global oil supplies, and other things like fertilizer and helium, isn't bullish for the stock market or the bond market. Trump has been saying one thing after another to try and hide that reality. But, as I said when the conflict first began, the first casualty of war is the truth. You can't believe anything you hear about the conflict from the news. Nothing. I expect inflation and interest rates to rise and the market's level of uncertainty to grow as this conflict continues. With stocks trading at very high multiples and with interest rates still relatively low, I've been concerned that we could see a significant correction in stock prices as interest rates rise. Specifically, I wrote that when the 10-year U.S. Treasury bond yield hits 5%, then it's time to get out of the pool, meaning that I would change the official allocation in Porter's permanent portfolio and increase the cash portion of the allocation from 25% to 50%. I explained that I would do so by selling our fixed income allocation, which, as you may know, is invested into property and casualty insurance stocks. That hasn't happened yet, and I have not changed our official allocation. Now, all of that is confusing enough, and I'm pretty sure most readers don't really understand it, but I've said everything as clearly as I possibly can. I also said, if you're retired already or are approaching retirement, or simply know you can't handle a 20% drawdown in your account, then you may want to take that action early and raise the cash allocation in your portfolio. If you decide to do that, my advice is to sell your bonds, aka the insurance stocks. That's not because I don't like those stocks. I do. It's because when you're raising cash, you've got to sell something. Could brokerage account holdings be confiscated? Robert S. writes, so why do you think stocks will survive a monetary collapse, or that they will not be confiscated? Porter comment, anything is possible. But it wasn't stocks the government confiscated in 1933. It was gold. You can't know what they will do. You just have to keep your head down and try your best to survive. I believe that owning great businesses is the one of the very best ways to do that, because I know that for our country to survive, our best companies will have to survive too. The fourth turning is now. Tom A. writes, Porter, I recently read the book you are referencing, The Fourth Turning. I am afraid that whoever is president, sometime in the next few years, privately owned gold and silver and cryptos will be confiscated and new dollars will be issued to the owners. I keep my physical gold out of the country for that reason. It might not even be safe there. Perhaps buried in a pipe somewhere, only my heirs know about is the only true safe place. We are living in very interesting times. Thanks for all Porter and company are doing to try to keep us informed about possibilities. I know Weimar-level inflation is certainly in our future. Please note, the investments in our Porter and company top positions should not be considered current recommendations. These positions are the best performers across our publications, and the securities listed may, or may not, be above the current buy-up to price. To learn more, visit the current recommendations page of the relevant service, here. To gain access or to learn more about our current recommendations, call our customer care team at 888-610-8895 or internationally at +1-443-815-4447. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hope you enjoyed this audio issue.